Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 126. I'm here in person once again with my brother, Ryland.
Yep. We're all actually closer.
We are. Seems like we was just at 100. Like, it took forever to get to 100, but after 100, like, it just flew by.
Yeah, it's like a... We're kind of going crack it, because, like, around, like, December... gonna be up.
Yeah, but like last just year keeps going we were on track. Yeah,
but before it starts, join our Discord. You know, I mention this every single episode at the end and beginning, so
hope it does.
Because you guys still don't join.
So what's the point? We're just gonna delete.
We're just gonna delete.
I mean, we just want to obviously, you know, build a bond with you guys and
stuff. Yeah, we just want to chat with you guys. Yep. You know, messages if you have any questions or need help with anything gaming related, or if you want some custom merch.
If you like emulation, you help Ashton with that. Right. If you want custom merch, as Ashton said.
Rollin can help you with that. Rollin's our merch guy.
I do merch and all the designs for everything.
Yeah.
No. The logo's sexy.
Yeah, it is. But we'll go ahead and get into it. So we mentioned last episode that Sonic X Shadow Generations leaked early online. Mario and Luigi Brothership has leaked online, but it doesn't release until November 7th, and it is October 24th.
There's already like
2 weeks early.
That's crazy. And normally it's like a few days earlier.
Yeah, usually if a game leaks early, it's like a couple days, maybe a week. But not 2 full weeks, man. Like, that's ridiculous. Nintendo cannot be happy.
They're probably mad. They're like, that's bull.
Yeah.
It says here, Nintendo won't be happy, you know?
There you go.
Yep. They hear that the up-and-coming Mario and Luigi Brothership has now leaked with the ROM file having been dumped online. Ashton showed me earlier. It's legitimately the first game that pops up.
Yeah. I didn't download it, but I just went to the ROM site that I use, and it's number one. Like, it's there.
I feel bad for Nintendo, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, they'll still get their money from it, but...
Yeah, but just not as quick,
not as much, you know?
Yeah, because emulation.
Because a lot of people are like me. Like, I'll buy the game and emulate it, but some people aren't like that.
So you're not, like, thieving them out.
Right, like...
Like, you'll buy it, keep the copy sealed.
I'll keep it sealed, and then... I still bought the game, so I own the game, but it's sealed. That way it's worth more in the future, and I still get to play games.
It's cool to keep it sealed. It's all shiny.
Right.
But, let's hear it. Meaning that if you want to avoid spoilers, it will be tricky. It'd be a tricky task. Sadly, the game isn't officially out yet on the Nintendo Switch until Thursday, November 7th. So it'll be problematic, navigating social media. So you're obviously going to most likely get spoilers from the game.
So, yeah, just kind of stay away from Reddit and
Twitter,
YouTube.
I know it's difficult to stay off YouTube. I'm on YouTube all the time. But, Mario and Luigi Brothership appears to be running on emulators already. It looks like some people have already played Mario and Luigi Brothership on PC, despite the fact that the game hasn't released yet. With these screenshots, it could be fakes. Gameplay clips have surfaced.
They're not fakes.
You know, using,
if the ROMs leaked, they're
not
fakes.
People are using Ryujinx.
Ryujinx.
We talked about them obviously getting shut down, but you can still use it because Ashton set up emulators for me, and I'm playing Echoes of Wisdom.
Yeah, that's good. Good game.
But yeah,
Brown's got his first taste of emulation with mods. Makes the game look better.
So much better. But there's a little tweet here I have.
All right.
That it says here Mario and Luigi Brothership has officially been dumped and is being played by quite a few people, and the game is in process of being uploaded according to their different screenshots. It says here it's possibly fake since it's shared by NSP, the firmware required is an FW12.x, which is very .. So you don't share the whole thing. But it shows here a handheld gaming PC with the title card of Mario and Luigi Brothership.
Yep, that's is that the Lenovo Legion Go?
Yeah, it looks like it. Which I can't really tell from the picture because it's on paper.
I think that's what it looks like. It
looks like it, yeah.
Either way, it's running Mario and Luigi Brothership.
But yeah, it's all over Twitter and stuff and just everything. So I would, stay off.
If
of
you
there.
Want to, like, for don't. Me, like. The Mario and Luigi series is an RPG series.
Yeah.
That's not for me. Like, I had Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga on the Game Boy Advance a long time ago. Like, I played a lot of it, and then I'm not a big RGB. What the crap? I'm tired. I've been up since 5. It's a RPG person. I'll still try the game out. Just to get my rating out for it.
Actually likes RPG.
Or I like RGBs, not RPGs.
I can't even tell. I'm pretty tired. I woke up like 20 times.
Yeah. But I'll try it out just to get my rating out there and to compare it with Metacritic. But
yeah,
I can guarantee you it's not going to be very high.
Go over the rating and stuff.
Yeah, we will. We will when the game officially releases.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you mine won't be as high. As Metacritic.
Yeah.
That's just because I don't like the genre, but I'll still give the rating out. Because,
There's only, two RPG, and they're like Undertale.
Yeah.
So it's an RPG. That's like the only game I like that's really.
Some people
that.
Consider Zelda an RPG, but it isn't.
Uh-uh.
It's an action adventure game.
Yeah. Even the, obviously 2D ones are action adventure, but it is.
Yeah. That all you have?
Yes, that is all.
Right, moving on. Ubisoft is moving to remake the original Rayman.
I love Rayman.
Yeah, Rayman, that's a good series.
It really is. But Ubisoft villain? Pretty sure it's a villain.
Milan maybe.
Milan, Millen. Is reportedly developing a Rayman remake with the help of some members from the recently banded Prince of Persia, the Lost Crown team. Yesterday, it was reported and later confirmed by Ubisoft itself that the team behind one of 2024's biggest games, Prince of Persia, the Lost Crown, has been disbanded due to the game's commercial failure. That's rough.
Sounds like a Redfall situation or a Suicide Squad.
Don't bring Redfall. We
crap on that game every so often.
Yeah, because it's terrible. One of the worst games ever made.
Yeah.
Especially for the modern day. Oh my lord.
Yeah. definitely.
But it says here, considering how great The Lost Crown was and how much, you know, potential it pitched sequel had based on the concept alone, it was pretty dire news and yet another bad moment for Ubisoft. Year full of them. Ubisoft the past year.
They're going downhill,
they're
man.
They're going downhill with all the unemployments.
They're just not releasing good games. Like, yeah. X Defiant is a good game, but it's free to play. So, like, they're not... I mean, yeah, they're making some money off of skins and Battle Pass and crap. But they can't make a good paid game anymore. Like, they just can't.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, honestly. Ubisoft, it's a good company.
And they're the ones that said the gamers need to get used to not owning their games. Yeah. You know what I said? Screw you. So,
I can't believe they actually said that crap.
Yeah. They wonder why they're going downhill, because they say crap like that.
But as reported by Insider Gaming, one of the projects that Ubisoft, you know, alluded to is a remake, which is in development at Ubisoft Villain, the team that fans, you know, have wanted to be in charge of the vegetable thingy-majig. For a while. Ubisoft Villain is, of course, you know, the team behind Mario plus the Rapids.
Yeah, that's Rabbids. Another good game that they've actually made. Like, they've made two of them, Kingdom Battle and whatever the sequel was.
I played Kingdom Battle because Destiny had it.
Yeah.
On a
Switch Lite.
Yeah, Switch Lite. It was fun. I liked
it. Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The only time I played it.
Sparks of Hope. I think that was the sequel, Sparks of Hope.
Is it?
I think so.
But it says here that they had a hand in Rayman's return with the excellent Rayman and Phantom Show expansion for Sparks of Hope. Yeah,
called Sparks of Hope. That's what I thought.
The unannounced Rayman remake is being developed under the name Project Steambot. Something Steam would do.
Steambot.
Yeah. And it's being worked on, you know, primarily by Ubisoft Villain, but is now being joined by, you know, members of Ubisoft Montpellier. In a way, this is poetic, considering Montpellier is also, you know, developed the Stellar Rayman Origin and Rayman Legends. They worked on both of those
too. Yeah, so they should be doing pretty good at remaking Rayman if they've already worked on the
original
IP.
Yeah. So it says here, it's not, you know, specified which Rayman game is being remade.
It says the original Rayman, but that could be wrong. Like, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah. People are either saying the first one or the second one.
It would make more sense to do the first one first.
Yeah, but...
But you never know, man. Like, people do crap out of order all the time.
Yeah. Kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But it says here there is a bit of bad news to come with the remake, however. Your gaming... Also reported that Michael Ancel, the creator of Rayman, is going to be a consultant on the remake, raising concerns for many team members. Ancel left the gaming industry back in 2020 after finding himself in hot water over allegations of toxic leadership.
Nice.
I didn't even know about that.
I didn't either.
But, yeah, so that makes it, you know, a controversial choice. because, you know, he could be bossing everyone around.
Right.
Getting all mad.
People might not want to work with him.
Exactly. But that's all I have for.
All right. We will move on. So we've talked about Power World a lot in the last few weeks, month. Them getting sued by Nintendo, them releasing the PlayStation 5 version on the version, and now Power World releases on Mac.
Yeah, so you know it's finally everywhere.
Pretty much.
Besides Switch.
That's Switch and phones.
Power World Mobile next.
I mean, they got Arc Mobile.
Yeah.
It's not that far of a stretch.
It really isn't. But what I got here is, you know, Power World Mac App Store suggests November release date. Back in June 2024, Acapair confirmed that a Power World Mac version is being developed and would appear before the year ended. Now we're a step closer to that happening. The Mac App Store project page is live, and it shows an expected Power World release date of the 26th of November, obviously of this year. It's important to remember that the Mac App Store expected release date suggestions aren't guaranteed. So it could be later, it could be sooner, who knows.
Right.
But this is the expected.
It's just be close.
Yeah.
An estimate.
So yeah, we might not see Power World launch on that day. However, they do tend to, you know, be relatively close, as that the version of the game will debut before 2024 ends. It does seem like, you know, a reason. There is no pre-order bonus price. It costs $30 on storefront. But this is also what early access version of the game costs on places like PlayStation Store, Microsoft Store, and Steam. There's also no Power World plus Craftopia, which this is a bundle. It was $49.48. US, you guys can convert that wherever you are, whatever you're
located at.
Yeah. But, you know, this isn't the only new Power World release. Acapair started selling merchandise based on the series of on Amazon in Japan. Plus toys and shirts are available. But it says here, Power World is available on the PS5, Xbox Series X, S, and Windows PC via early access. The Mac version will launch before 2024 ends, and thought there's no confirmation or no confirmed Power Mac release yet. But, you know, as I said, November 2026. But yeah, it come out sometime by the end of November, or maybe.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Don't know for sure, but we'll definitely let you guys know when it does officially release.
Oh yeah, especially because, you know,
that's what we do.
Our jobs.
That's what we do around here at Two Brothers Gaming. We keep you up to date with your gaming news.
Give you weekly news.
Yeah.
If you don't like our news, find another podcast.
Yeah, go to the Three Chopper Game.
Right.
But we appreciate you guys for listening. And join all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything pretty much. Buy our merch on TeePublic. If you do want custom merch, like a beanie or something, DM us on Discord. Or Ryland, do you have anything else?
Nope. Like I said, last episode, we were almost at 600. Awesome.
Appreciate you guys.
Really, thank you guys for that. It's a big milestone for us.
Yeah,
we're getting closer and closer to a million.
That's gonna be crazy. We're gonna have to throw a big episode on that.
Big celebration.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out something to do.
Make some 1 million download merch.
Oh yeah, yeah, we could do that. We have to try to be personal on that episode. Yeah. But
and people that.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, we could do that. You guys got to join the Discord.
Yeah, so join the Discord and you'll get notified.
Yeah.
Don't post because no one will.
Right. If you would join in the talk, we would post.
Yeah. So.
But I don't say it every episode because I don't want to aggravate you guys, but we do have a Cash App for the podcast. If you're feeling generous and you want to help us out, little extra. If not, that's fine. But, you know, we would put that back towards the podcast, and we would appreciate it.
Yeah, and we also have a sports podcast.
Yes.
The Brothers Podcast that you guys want. You know, obviously, recording episode 5.
Tonight, right after this. So. Our be our first episode in person on that podcast. So.
Yeah, and it took us like
forever.
Over 6, it took us like 16 episodes for this podcast. We're doing our 5th here.
Yeah.
For the sports one, so that's pretty cool.
But, all right, we appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.